I'm Paul Foster for WNCW, and this is the Friday Feature Interview of the Week. This week, our subject matter is the Organic Grower School, their purpose, and upcoming events like the 24th Annual Spring Conference. Our guest is Lee Warren, who serves as the Executive Director of the Organic Grower School. Lee, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Lee, for those not familiar, give us some background on the Organic Grower School, including its history, goals, and where the organization is based.
Organic Grower School is an organization, nonprofit, that started in 1993 here in Western North Carolina, and it serves the Southern Appalachian community. The mission of the organization is to inspire, support, and educate people to live, farm, and garden organically. The organization was started by a group of farmers and backyard growers who wanted more regionally appropriate workshops, so specifically growing in the mountains and also networking in Western North Carolina and the Southern Appalachians, and really honoring the cultural traditions around food and farming here. And we are based in Asheville. We are not a land-based organization. We do our teaching on farms around the area and also in places like AB Tech campus or UNC Asheville campus for our bigger events. We are place-based but not land-based.
Would you say as time has gone by and people, you know, seem to be more concerned about their food, how it's prepared, where it comes from, et cetera, has the interest, has the demand, so to speak, from citizens to get educated increased, do you think?
Yes, I think so. And also, I think one of the things that people get out of this the most is inspiration, networking, and connection. So they feel that they're not alone. Sometimes when we're inundated with media or the challenging things that are going on in the world, especially around food and farming, losing farmland, losing farmers, chemicals on our food, we can feel isolated and disconnected. And one of the things that our organization does is connects people in the region to know that they're not alone and they can feel inspired and supported to take the next step in their own journey towards self-reliance or towards more organic living or towards organic and healthy food choices or for growing and farming.
I can see that connection, that purpose being so important when people come together for something like this. Let's talk about the Organic Growers School Annual Spring Conference. It actually starts in about a week from now. Give us a rundown of what will be a part of the event and, of course, remind everybody of the dates and location.
So the main part of the conference is on Saturday and Sunday, March 11th and 12th, and we have over 70 classes a day. It takes place at UNC Asheville, and there's tracks of classes. So we have classes and tracks such as cooking and earth skills, gardening, herbs, livestock, mushrooms, permaculture, pollinators, poultry, soils, sustainable forestry, and sustainable living. So folks can choose from classes in four time slots, and that goes on all day Saturday and all day Sunday. We also have pre-conference workshops on Friday, March 10th, and they include a full day on-farm workshop with Gabe Brown called Treating the Farm as an Ecosystem, a full-day on-farm workshop with Pat Foreman called Chickens and You, From Egg to Table. She teaches the whole journey of backyard chicken care, and a beginning forest farmer workshop cultivating crops under the canopy.
That is great. That is quite a lineup indeed to pack in those 2 days of Saturday and Sunday, March 11th and 12th. This is WNCW's Friday Feature Interview of the Week. We're talking with Lee Warren of the Organic Growers School about the school and about the spring conference. Lee, you guys promote the conference as a way to provide down-to-earth, practical advice on growing and sustainable living. Share more about that purpose, if you would.
We really want to offer the full spectrum of education. We do year-round education. We do farmer training. We do all kinds of training for home growers, whatever scale they are. And a lot of our programs are appropriate for folks who are interested in more sustainable living or eating who aren't actually growing food. So we offer this wide range because we want people to have access to take the next step in their journey, feel supported, feel inspired, and feel educated. It's our goal to have a thriving food shed in this region. And that for us means prosperous farmers, resourced and informed gardeners, backyard growers, homesteaders, and really resourced as well, and healthy consumers and eaters. So everywhere along the spectrum, there's something for everyone.
Now, if someone would be interested in attending the spring conference, how could they do so?
OrganicGrowersSchool.org is our website, and there's information on all the classes, on bios of all the teachers, specific information about how to register online. There's also Thursday events that we're doing this year in collaboration with Living Web Farms of Mills River and National Young Farmers Coalition. So check those Thursday events out. Schedule and all the information can be found on our website. Again, it's OrganicGrowersSchool.org.
And another thing I wanted to do was to look beyond this spring conference. What are some other things that are on the calendar for the Organic Growers School in the near future?
So we offer a year-long farmer training program called Farm Beginnings Farmer Training. It starts in October of each year. It's for aspiring farmers, folks who've done a little bit of apprenticing or work trading on farms who want to take the next step or they want to expand their farm business. We do holistic farm planning and agroecology. We do a whole year, 200-plus hours for farmer training. So that's also on our website. Folks can check that out. We do an organic gardening series, six-week gardening series in the spring. So that's starting on March 14th. We're doing an Earth Day film and discussion panel about seeds. Seeds, the Untold Story is the film we're showing. And we also do a fall event, much like our spring conference, but much smaller. That will be September 8th and 9th. So those are just a few of the programs we do. Check out our website. Again, we do programs all year long.
Our guest on the Friday feature this week talking about the Organic Growers School and many of the events that they offer throughout the year. And again, a reminder, their spring conference at UNC Asheville will be next weekend, Saturday and Sunday, March 11th and 12th. The executive director of the school, Lee Warren, thank you so very much for being with us.
Thank you.
WNCW's Friday feature interview of the week is also available online as a podcast. Visit our website, which is wncw.org. I'm Paul Foster.